Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, North Douglas, and a former mayor, is the destination for our election candidate this morning. 38 years old, he has a family, is a businessman, 20 years experience in the public sector, project manager by trade, and has been a Douglas councillor for the past 8.5 years. Good morning, David Ashford.
Good morning, James.
Well, you missed out last May by 50 votes in the by-election. Respectfully, why should it be any different this time?
Well, people have, I think, a bigger choice this time. Last year, people were electing a member for 18 months. It was the back end of an administration. There wasn't very much, to be perfectly honest, any of the candidates could promise they would try and do, because you had a very, very short period of time. We're now electing a brand new Tim Wood. The next 5 years are probably going to be the most challenging this island's ever faced, and that is the choice before people.
You say the current administration's put off some decisions. Like what, exactly?
Well, the big one, public sector pensions. Yes, they've come up with the cost envelope proposals, but that still doesn't resolve the problem. All it does is it kicks the can further down the road.
So how would you resolve it?
I've been very clear in how I'd resolve it. I'd protect benefits as they stand and actually close the scheme, move to a money purchase scheme, and that goes for Tim Wood members as well.
Tell me, how do you make government then leaner and meaner while maintaining public services? Because that is the juggling act, isn't it?
I think it's the whole setup of government. It's the whole way that it's actually formulated. For instance, the number of departments, I think that can be radically reduced. And I think also the fact that you need to get rid of the silo mentality of we're in one department, we don't need to speak to the other departments. At the end of the day, we're a small jurisdiction, it's Isle of Man government, and all the departments should be working together for the betterment of the island.
You say you want investment in frontline services rather than vanity projects. Give me an example.
I gave an example to Stu Peters last week, and it'll be the same one. It's the SLOC. I do not think the SLOC required the work that was carried out on it to that level and that standard. There's also been various roundabouts that have been put in around the island that look absolutely wonderful, but did we require them at that standard?
What about the promenade then?
Well, my views on the promenade are very much on public record. It's an absolute disgrace to have spent £1 million and not even got a spade into the thing so far. Well, it's just unbelievable.
If some of you and your council colleagues hadn't planned a blinder and pulled out of the Hallstrams at short notice, perhaps the scheme would have started by now.
I've heard this said by some elements of government. What utter nonsense.
But they did council, throw it up right in the air.
We did, but the council, at the end of the day, was the operators. We made clear that we did not believe it was viable for Douglas ratepayers to fund it anymore. It's government that stepped in and decided to take them over. There's been no pressure from Douglas Council for them to do so. That was their choice. So they might like to fire it back at us and say we've played a blinder, but we were doing what was best for Douglas ratepayers.
Tell me, you talk about the size of government there, local authority reform. You want to reduce, I think you're on record as saying you want to reduce the authorities from 24 to 5, but that would include Douglas remaining in place, albeit with a fewer councillors. That's a case of we're all right, Jack.
No, it's not. Not at all. Douglas, at the end of the day, contains 33% of the population.
Contains too many councillors.
Even, it certainly does, and I will be supporting the move when it comes back to the next council to reduce down to the 12. But it contains 33% of the population. Even if you end up with the 4-plus Douglas, Douglas will still be the largest authority on the local on the island. The other four will still be quite a way off Douglas.
Should we not just have an Eastern, and that incorporates Douglas? Why should Douglas get to stay alone?
If you create an Eastern authority, including Douglas, you actually effectively create a mini Isle of Man government, because you've got so much of the population in there, you're effectively no longer a local authority, you're acting effectively as a pseudo government.
Tell me, over 75s, how would you protect them from having to pay for their television licences?
Well, I think that the Isle of Man government should be coming forward and pressurising the BBC to get exactly the same deal that the UK government has negotiated. It's £700,000 a year at the moment, but the BBC is going to pick up the cost in the UK by thirds over the next few years. So what they'll still get the saving, they'll still save the £700,000 longer term, but they just need to spread it out over a few more years. The £233,000 in the first year, the £466,000 the next, and the £700,000. We all pay the licence fee in the same way. We should be getting the same deal.
The Johnny Wallison's Lane area is in your constituency. Is it safer now?
I think it is. I think the work that's been done, again, though, I'd question the work they've done with the pavements. I'm not sure they quite needed that much work doing to them. And I'm a pedestrian, I don't drive. But certainly in case of the road, I think it did need the work that was required.
Just finally, very quickly, we know it's going to be tough. How can you make a difference?
I think I've got the passion and the energy to do so, but I think I've also got the experience. I've got 20 years of private sector experience. I've got 8.5 years of public service experience in Douglas Council. And one thing I'm renowned for is I have my opinions, I stick to them, and I'll fight for them.
David Ashford, thank you for your time this morning.
keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.